Welcome to the Scaling Smarter podcast, where we sit down with top business leaders and innovators to explore how they harness AI and automation to overcome challenges and grow their businesses. I'm your host, David Hirschfeld, founder and CEO of Techies Inc. and the creator of the Launch First Method. After exiting my own software company successfully, I started Techies over 18 years ago. I've since worked with over 90 SaaS founders, helping them turn their concepts into cash flow, so I know a thing or two about startups. Stick around to the end of the show in 15 or 20 minutes, and I'll reveal how you can become our next guest. So let's go.
Welcome to episode number one of Scaling Smarter, Concept to Cash Flow, conversations with leaders turning software concepts into revenue reality. I am not David Hirschfeld. David Hirschfeld, you are in the studio with me right now. You are the host. But by way of just kind of introducing a little bit of a movie trailer of sorts for this podcast, I thought it'd be fun if I could ask you a few questions. So someone who wants to know what this podcast is all about, well, that's what this episode is about. David, congratulations on the launch of your show.
Thanks a lot, Josh. And welcome to the show, Josh. I'm really looking forward to this interviewing the interviewer.
Yes, yes, yes. So I guess, you know, the best place to start off is, what is Scaling Smarter, Concept to Cash Flow?
So Techies, my company, spelled T-E-K-Y-Z, we've been working with startups and scale-ups for years, software companies. And so the show is talking to these leaders of software companies who have used workflow automation and AI to either launch or grow their business and find a path to revenue.
Yeah. And obviously, David, you know, what a great concept. And I would imagine that there is a certain segment of the population that really wants to hear the kind of stories that I'm certain that you are going to share. And so for someone who wants just a taste of what's to come, who are you going to be talking about? And what would you imagine those you know, those insights that are going to be shared? Because I know that this is something that you have done for a long time, and you have worked on some amazing projects, very successful projects. But would you give us maybe just a little taste of what to expect?
Yeah, sure. I'll be talking with people who are either looking to launch their next company, and they've had success in the past, or are in the throes of growing an existing company. And these are people that really care about the level of quality. These are really high integrity people. They want to work with exceptional software teams. And so they have really interesting stories, both war stories as well as what they're currently in the trenches dealing with.
Yeah. David, I think that, you know, when we think about building big things and building projects and building big tech platforms, you know, there are a lot of ways to do that. And I'll just say, you know, as a consumer or you know, as someone who has hired teams of developers, I think everyone listening to us, who is in my position, a founder, CEO of a company, or you're responsible for managing a tech team or whatever, we have probably seen the gamut on what that can be like. You know, when you've got a great team, they're locked in, you've got the great systems and processes. And then, you know, maybe many of us have also had the inverse of that experience. And I'm sure that there may be some horror stories shared, but also some stories shared of when it all clicks, when it all locks in and we bring great things to market. I would imagine that's a part of this show as well.
Yeah, it's a huge part of this show. So, and some of my guests will actually be some of my successful clients who came to me and they were struggling with a software development team for a long period of time. Usually things like they were struggling with the quality that they were getting, or that expectations weren't being met and things kept getting delayed. And then they found me usually through a referral. And these are great people to interview from the standpoint of what it sounds like when you're struggling and when you know you need to do something different than what you were doing before. And then aside from the things that I gave them, also the other things they did that brought them to a level where all of a sudden they were able to raise money or started to generate revenue without the need to raise money, There's a lot of great stories that we'll be sharing with existing clients and other business leaders that are not clients of mine, but have really interesting stories that they want to share with their audience as well as with my audience.
Well, on that note, I suspect that our friend that's listening right now may actually know someone that would be a perfect guest. Would you mind maybe sharing like who you're looking to have in the interview chair?
Yeah, so it'll be a blend of things. One is going to be maybe this will be somebody who's had success, but they're currently struggling and they want to explore those struggles in the context of our show, in the interview. Those will be really interesting because a lot of people will be able to relate. They'll be listening to the interview and thinking, you know, that sounds like what I'm struggling with. And the things that we talk about will be very helpful. The other side of that coin are existing companies who are having success and now continuing to grow and scale, or have had really successful software companies in the past, and what the key differences were that made them successful. And when they were struggling, how they noticed that they were struggling and needed to pivot and made that pivot. Because sometimes it's that pivot that's so critical at the right time and not delaying that. And how do you know, yes, I should change it all up and go this new direction? It's a scary thing. And so it'll be raw and it'll be real.
Yeah. So David, to our friend that's listening, listen, you may know someone that would be perfect for this show. We want to celebrate them and we want to hear their stories. So here's what they do, right? You go to techyz.com, and that's TEKYZ.com. We also have it linked. If you happen to be listening to the audio version of this podcast, we have it in the show notes in your podcast app. You just kind of click on the cover art or the information button, or just kind of keep clicking around and you'll find a direct link. Now, once you get there, you're going to look for in the menu, you're going to look for the tab that says media, and then pop that open. And then you're going to click on the link that says podcast, and that'll take you right to the podcast page, where of course you could share, and it's got all kinds of resources for friends and fans of the show. But you're going to look for a button that says apply here to be a guest. Click on that. We'd love to have you. I want to hear their story, David. I'm sure you want to have that conversation as well.
Oh yeah. I talk with founders all the time. And they probably have some of the most interesting stories, founders that have been bloodied and have some that have failed have incredibly interesting stories because of what they've learned and what they can teach other people. So these are the kinds of things that we're going to talk about on the show.
Yeah. You know, and one final thing too, you know, we may have a friend that's listening that, you know, maybe they're open to working with a great tech team. Maybe they've had good experiences. Maybe they've had bad experiences. You and I are personal friends. I have gotten to work with your team a bit and you guys are absolutely incredible. And again, the thing that I think that, you know, really gave me so much more peace is just how incredible you are at project management and managing scope and managing very, very realistic outcomes. I thought that was just, it's like David working with you. And again, I don't mean to turn this into an infomercial. We did not plan this, but I do just want to say this.
Go ahead. This is great. Yeah.
Yeah. So forgive me here. But you know, I do want to say this because again, I've launched many companies or several companies, and some of which were very, very tech heavy. You know, it's, you know, what's really nice, David, is that, you know, I felt like working with you, you were advocating not for your outcome, but you were just so conscientious about, you know, my concerns and my needs and, you know, our fears and, you know, making sure that, you know, my assumptions were accurate as well. And really just kind of doing a full SWOT analysis, which, I mean, that is now create such an amazing outcome for us so that we truly can hit all of those, you know, those levels of impact that we want to do. Sorry, I didn't mean to, we did not plan this, but I just, you know, just because I do have personal experience, for someone that's listening and they want to have that conversation with you or your team, like what would they do?
What would they do now regarding your question?
In terms of like reaching out or connecting with you.
Oh, yeah. So just go to techyz.com. You'll see a contact us button or contact us a free consultation button. Just click that. It'll take you down to a form, open up a form for you to fill out, and I will see all those interrogatories. So just reach out to me. I will follow up with you, or go to LinkedIn. You can find me easily on LinkedIn in the show notes, my name, or search for Techyz, T-E-K-Y-Z on LinkedIn, and Techyz, my company, comes right up. Just reach out to me. I would love to talk to you and give you guidance, if nothing else, on directions that you can go to improve your project, to improve the experience that you're having, you know, or explore maybe working with you, because we really do things differently than other software development teams. I always say we're never good enough, because we're striving to always improve everything we do. We're working on some really amazing internal automations right now to even take it to the next level. Yeah. And I'd be happy to share those things with you.
Yeah. Well, David Hirschfeld, founder, CEO, Techyz, found on the web at techyz.com. We're going to switch chairs now. I've warmed it up for you. I'm going to hit subscribe, and now I'm going to be in the audience. Thank you so much, and congratulations on the launch of Scaling Smarter, Concept to Cash Flow.
Thanks, Josh. I appreciate the interview of the interview. Thank you for listening to the Scaling Smarter podcast. If you're a business leader who's used AI or automation to launch or grow your business, and you would like to be on this program and you have a story to tell, please visit scalingsmarter.net and apply. I learn a great deal from my guests, and so do my listeners. Your story may guide someone to achieve success where they may otherwise have not. As I mentioned at the beginning of this show, I've worked with a lot of startups. If you're looking for a different approach that reduces the need for outside investment and gets you generating revenue much faster, even before you start building your app, check out my website at launchfirst, spelled launch1st.com, and watch my video that explains how Launch First works. However, if you have an existing business, but you're overwhelmed and struggling to get your arms around what AI or automation can do for your business, please reach out to us at techyz.com. That's T-E-K-Y-Z.com. It's truly amazing the gains that you can achieve, and in most cases, really easily, by automating workflows. Make sure to hit subscribe so that you don't miss our next episode. And thank you again for listening and being a part of the Scaling Smarter podcast.